The US-based Fortify Rights says human rights violations and threats by Myanmar security forces against the Muslim Rohingya population in the western Rakhine state are ongoing and systematic. Attacks upon Rohingya Muslim communities, which began in 2012, have escalated. Since then, some 140,000 people are forced to live in refugee camps, many with little hope of returning home. Matthew Smith, a director with Fortify Rights, says the ongoing plight of the Rohingya requires a full investigation into violations.
We want the international community to push for an independent investigation with international and Myanmar investigators, where they can go into Rakhine State, take a close look at the human rights
Fortify
violations
rights
that have taken
place
there, including the restrictions
that are in policies of persecution, ending abusive state policies against Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar based on official government documents. The report reveals policies by the Myanmar government to maintain restrictions on the freedom of movement, rights to marriage, childbirth and other aspects of life affecting the Muslim Rohingya community. The report said the documents uncovered by the rights group show restrictions denying Rohingya basic human rights, including rights to non-discrimination, as well as restrictions on construction of places of worship. Smith called on Myanmar President Thein Sein to take steps to abolish the practices and investigate the abuses.
Really, what we're trying to do right now is put an end to these abuses. And Thein Sein, the president of Myanmar, has the power and authority to put an end to these abuses. He can initiate an effort that would reach all the way down to the grassroots level where many times these abuses are being played out. He can initiate an effort that will help abolish these practices on the ground.
But the Myanmar government rejected the findings, calling them baseless accusations from what they refer to as Bengali lobby groups, persisting in using the prejudicial term for the Rohingya community. Ongoing violence against Rohingya and Muslims elsewhere in Myanmar has raised fears for deep divisions in the communities in the run-up to the 2015 national elections. The latest violence and bloodshed came in January with an attack on the village of Du Ji Yadan in northern Rakhine State. The United Nations estimates that at least 48 people died in assaults by security forces and local Buddhists on Muslim Rohingya. Faced with international pressure about the attacks, President Thein Sein ordered an investigation into the killings. The official report was due this week. Chris Lewa, a rights advocate for the Rohingya, says a climate of insecurity for the Muslims is ongoing.
Restriction of movement, checkpoints have increased largely. People have to be bribed. A new restriction on access to fishing, to collect firewood. I mean, all these things just make life even more difficult than it was before.
Lewa says the camp population of 140,000 is increasing as more Muslim villagers fear for their lives and have lost their livelihoods, seek the protection of the camps. Ron Corbin, FSRN, Bangkok.